Okay, but you would have seen that
Yes.
you've called them that before?
Rock chucks is what we call them.
I see. So you call them rock chucks probably instead of wood chucks.
Yes.
Ever use the term ground chuck?
No. Ground squirrel.
Now, what's a ground squirrel?
I don't think they're too much different than an ordinary squirrel, only they spend more time on the ground.
Okay, so but that would be different than a gopher.
Yes, right.
I see. Okay. What about any desert animals you're familiar with, or
No.
plains animals? What about these guys that crawl around on their stomachs and don't have any legs?
Snakes.
Maybe you could tell me a few types of those you run into around
Well, the rattlesnake and the bull snake's about all we have around here.
Is there anything like a buffalo, called a buffalo snake?
Not that I know of.
What about insects?
Bees, hornets, mosquitoes.
Are there other stinging besides the bee and the hornet? Is there maybe?
Wasp,
Okay. And
bumblebee.
were there a lot of wasps, or were there different kinds, or
Different kinds, I think.
how were they different?
I don't know why they call them different, really. I've never been able to figure that out.
They have different type of nests, perhaps.
Must be the nest.
So, if you had several of them, one would be a wasp, two would be.
Hornet.
What about these insects that fly around the light, maybe at night?
Millers.
Okay, you have some different kinds of those.
Well, there's a miller and there's a moth, they call it.
No, those are distinct things.
I think so. The moths, I think, are smaller. Now, the millers, I don't have them here. We don't have them here in KC very much.
So, are there different types of moths then?
I think there is different sizes, probably different kinds.
So, I need you to say the plural of that, of moth.
What?
I need you to say the plural of moth. So you have one would be a moth, two would be.
Moths.
Okay, great. And of wasps, one.